Florida GOP alleges several incumbent Democrats violated state House's campaign rules. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2022. Several Florida House Democrats are suspected of breaking House rules for allegedly taking in campaign cash during blackout periods. According to data compiled by the Florida House Republican Campaign Committee, FHRCC. According to Rule 15.3 of the Rules of the Florida House of Representatives, members are barred from fundraising during a regular legislative and special session. The rule specifically states that a member may neither solicit nor accept any campaign contribution during the 60-day regular legislative session or any extended or special session. On the member's own behalf, on behalf of a political party, on behalf of any organization with respect to which the member's solicitation is regulated under S. 106.0701, Florida statutes, or on behalf of a candidate for the House of Representatives. However, a member may contribute to the member's own campaign. Yet, according to data shown in the campaign finance reports at viewable at the Division of Elections website, at least 10 House Democrats appear to break these rules, collectively taking in well over $115,000 in campaign cash, either via their political committees or campaign accounts, during these blackout periods. Representative David Silvers, D. Palm Beach, appeared to be the biggest alleged violator, with documents showing $85,750 in funds received during these periods. According to the data, he received $52,000 of that alone during the regular session, January 11, 2022, through March 14, 2022. Donors in that period include Government Law Group PLLC as well as Taxpayers in Action and Edgewater Capital Management. According to documents, Andrew Learned, D. Brandon Pictured, also received $10,854 during these blackout periods, garnering $7,100 during the same regular session period stated above, January 11, 2022, through March 14, 2022, alone. Other suspected violators include Joe Casello, D. Boynton Beach, $2,000. Kevin Chambliss, D. Homestead, $1,075. Anna Escamani, D. Orlando, $3,299.96. Michael Gottlieb, D. Davy, $2,000. Diane Hart, D. Tampa, $5,700. Yvonne Hinson, D. Gainesville, $2,225. Daddy Joseph, D. North Miami, $1,000. Michelle Rayner, D. St. Petersburg, $2,260. It remains unclear if these seeming violations are the result of ignorance of the rules or deliberate defiance of them. It's rules for thee but not for me as far as Florida Democrats are concerned, an FHRCC spokesperson said in a statement, implying the latter. Either they are deliberately breaking the rules, or this is another glaring example of the inept chaos that exists at the Florida Democrat Party, the spokesperson added.